the wonderful University of Illinois Law School Dean Vic Amar. Dean, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing well. I'm so sorry that I was away from my phone for a few minutes.
Oh, that's okay. We covered it. No one even knew that we were filling time there, Vic. You didn't have to out yourself like that.
Sorry. Anyway.
You're good.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here because obviously this huge Mississippi case is what a lot of folks were talking about. I just wanted to get your initial reactions to the arguments you were hearing. You obviously, and I just want to tee this up, that you know you have a lot of experience in this. Not only are you a dean of a law school, but you were a clerk for Justice Harry A. Blackmun of the United States Supreme Court. So your general thoughts on what you heard, Vic.
So first of all, to be clear, I clerked for Justice Blackmun almost 20 years after he wrote Roe v. Wade. So I wasn't part of any of that.
Right.
So my reactions are, I was a little bit surprised that there seems to be five votes maybe to really revise or revisit abortion rights in a wholesale way. I don't know that that's true. The key is going to be really whether Brett Kavanaugh ends up following the lead of John Roberts or the lead of Clarence Thomas and Justices Alito and Gorsuch.
So,
and if it's the latter,
yeah. So
we're going to be clear about that. So I think it seems from the oral argument, and everyone should always remember, oral arguments can be misleading. Oral arguments, sometimes justices ask questions because they just want to explore things or they want to be put on record, but that doesn't mean that the tenor of the argument reflects the outcome of the decision. But if the argument in this case really does portend the decision, it seems like the Mississippi law, which we will remember, prohibits abortions after 15 weeks, will be upheld. That is to say that states will be allowed to prohibit abortion as early as 15 weeks. Now, the question is whether the states will be allowed to prohibit abortion after 15 weeks, but not after, say, 2 weeks.
Right.
And if there is some semblance of the right to abortion that remains, and under John Roberts's seeming approach, there would be, at least for now, then the court would write an opinion that says something like the following. Before now, the court has focused on whether the fetus was viable, which is maybe 22, 23, somewhere around that weeks. But we don't think viability is a sensible line to draw. So instead, the line we're going to draw relates to how long it takes a woman to decide whether she wants to keep a pregnancy or not, to go to get an abortion or not. And we think that 15 weeks is more than enough time for diligent women to find out whether they're pregnant and to make a deliberate decision about whether to get an abortion and to obtain a safe abortion. 15 weeks is long enough, so the Mississippi law gets upheld. Now, there are three, maybe four, maybe five, depending on Justices Barrett and Kavanaugh, and they're wild cards because we don't really know yet. But there could be as many as five justices who would uphold the Mississippi law on broader terms. They would say, there's no right in the Constitution that speaks to any of this. It's really up to the states. And that means the states could prohibit abortion even at conception, with the possible exception that maybe a state could not prohibit abortion where it was necessary for the health or life of the mother.
So in a way, Kavanaugh is the swing vote, not in the middle of the court, but in the middle of the conservatives to determine what the ultimate ruling will be.
Assuming Justice Barrett is in line with Justices Gorsuch, Alito, and Thomas. If Barrett is, then and Roberts is on the other side with the liberals, at least, and to be clear, Roberts isn't really with the liberals because the three liberals would want to hold on to the viability line and prohibit states from regulating abortions or prohibiting abortions until viability, 22, 23, 24 weeks. But Roberts would at least be with the three liberals in not wanting to get rid of the right altogether. And then it would come down to which way Kavanaugh goes, whether he's influenced by the chiefs, Chief Justice Roberts' incrementalism, or whether he's influenced by the simplicity of just getting out of this business altogether as a court.
If it's the latter, how rare would it be for a court to throw out a right that it itself had essentially granted 50 years ago? Is that pretty unusual?
It is unusual for the court to overturn past decisions that recognized a constitutional right. I think that is fair to say. There are lots of important decisions that the court has handed down that overrule past cases, but oftentimes they overrule a past case in order to create or recognize a right rather than to cut back on an earlier recognition of the right. So, for example, the court in Brown versus the Board of Education in 1954 famously overruled Plessy versus Ferguson from 1896, and in 1954 the court held that there is a right to be free from racial segregation in schools. So that's an example of the court overruling a past case, but in the direction of recognizing a right rather than in the direction of cutting back on a right. Now, that may be a factual truth that reflects judicial history. I'm not clear on why there should be a difference in both directions, for the simple reason that we live in a democracy that has rights, and the rights are certainly important, but certainly also is the ability of people coming together in majorities to decide what they want their policies to be. Democracy is an important constitutional value just as rights are. We don't live in a world where rights are the only thing in the Constitution. The Constitution has rights and it also has powers. And the powers that are enjoyed by governments, states and the federal government, are important too. For example, Obamacare. Obamacare cases were not about whether there's a right. It's about whether there's governmental power to do certain things. So your question, I think, is an important one. And I think in reality, the court hasn't cut back much on rights it's already recognized. But I'm not sure why that's a problem if they decide to do it.
Interesting.
Assuming you agreed that Roe was wrong, and I'm not saying it is.
Right.
But if you did, then I'm not sure that this would be an analytic problem.
Well, the arguments are always fascinating. Dean Amar, let's talk about it again soon, okay? We're out of time for today, all right?
My pleasure.
Really appreciate Dean Vic Amar stopping by in what is a huge case. And, of course, we won't know for a while.